What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
Oh, snap. What's good? What's good? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What up? What up? It's Charles or Chuck.
What
Hey, got the mix. Come on.
up?
What up,
Big Chuck.
Matter has no Chuck this week. He's busy. And I think he'll update everybody. He'll share what he was doing today. I think next week when he comes back to the podcast, but it's
It
pretty
is
cool.
very
So
interesting.
I hope he does. And if not, that's maybe we could Patreon gatekeep it. So that'll be cool. What's going on? We do have a Patreon, by the way. What a great segue that was. Tweak Talks, patreon.com/tweaktalks. We did just record our Patreon content. One of us had not seen the state of play for PlayStation, was very excited about some of the announcements that were made. I had no idea. I was busy day at work. I didn't get to check anything. I stayed off Twitter and I joined the call for the podcast. And they both, Marcus and Gavin, both told me, we got to get you to live react to this stuff because there's some crazy announcements that you're going to be hyped about. And they were maybe correct. You'll have to subscribe to the Patreon and see. How's it going, Marcus?
Oh
He
gosh.
got me. He got me. He got me.
Wait, what?
He
Jesus.
got me.
Did you see, by the way, a viewer
Really?
made a tier list of who's best at the mix?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, in one of the YouTube comments.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Well, what
Gavin,
they
then Gavin, me, Marcus, and Charles, I think.
My mix is insane. It's insane.
Oh, come
It
on.
is it's
I just
pretty good,
got
yeah.
hold on, hold on, hold
My
on,
mix
hold
is
on.
crazy.
It's pretty good.
No, it's fine. It's all right. It's all
True.
right.
I'm trying to think of like how TMI I can get, so I'm just gonna go with like the normal day-to-day life. I don't want to share too much, but yeah. As people know, I got the job. I started on Monday, so 2 days ago. And it's interesting, it's a change of pace in life, but it's cool. Little man turned two last Friday. He had his second birthday party on Sunday. It was Sing 2 themed, which was cool, because he loves Sing and Sing 2. So because he's turning two, we made it Sing 2. Whoa. Yeah, we do like themes and stuff. Really, my wife does themes, and I just like go along with it.
What is
But
Sing?
see, huh?
I don't know.
See?
Y'all have never seen Sing?
Bono's in it? Is it
What?
animated or no?
It's animated.
Okay.
ScarJo? I've never heard of this. Anyway, I would not have fit in. Wouldn't have gotten the theme of that party.
Yeah, I mean, there was Sing stuff everywhere. You would have gotten a theme of it. But I mean, we even have Sing shirts, Sing 2 shirts. We had matching shirts, of course. But yeah, it was cool. Life's been good. Life's been good. How's it going, Gavin?
Good. I'm a little peeved.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
Oh
about
boy.
that. I
So
mean, it's valid, to be fair.
I think the planet Earth has forgotten what pre-order means.
Oh boy. Here we
I don't
go.
think there's a point of pre-ordering anything anymore. Because I got a Switch for me. I got a Switch for B. I feel like a very nice boyfriend for that. The Walmart one says June 6th. That's not pre-ordered. That's the day after it comes out. That's not a pre-order. And the other one says June 11th.
That's ridiculous. The sixth one, like, maybe a little leeway
I
for
agree.
shipping.
I'm slightly peeved at the June 6th one and genuinely pissed off at the June 11th one. And depending on how the midnight release goes tonight, I'm just
You're
going to be
going?
pissed in general. No, like, people I know doing it. Like, if it's easy for them and they just show up and get it, I'm like,
Might be the
what was the
case.
point of pre-ordering it if I could just go and get it at GameStop?
I guess technically a pre-order just guarantees you get the item, not necessarily when you get it. Maybe there's some sort of law. I don't know. You should do some research.
Hey,
Start
see
suing them.
Nintendo. Yep.
I just don't.
Mine should be here in a couple hours, Gav. You want to come over and play mine?
I can't tell
Well,
if you're
you're not
serious or
allowed.
not.
You literally can't play it until the fifth, though.
Yeah, a couple hours.
I can't tell if you're serious or not.
True.
Who?
You.
What did I do?
Will it actually be there in a couple hours?
I don't know. I didn't check.
Oh, okay. I mean, you did the thing where you like looked,
Bro's trolling.
and
This is why my mix game is so
you
good.
probably don't even have a watch on,
Your
and I
mix game is
just I do have a
specifically
watch
good
on.
today.
Oh, okay.
I'm on my
Okay,
games
that's
day,
fair.
yeah. I'm shooting
You're on a
well
good
today.
mix day today. I'm
Them
feeling
trailer,
it.
them trailers got him his mind working.
Dude, yeah, they actually did. That's very true. No spoilers, no spoilers.
But yeah, otherwise I'm good. I've been trying to stream more. Shout out to everyone who's been supporting that. I'm excited.
Are you shuffling a deck or something, Gavin?
Oh, y'all can hear that.
Oh my God, yes. Always
shuffling.
Sorry, what are you doing? I like cards. Yeah, I'm excited for the Switch too. And we're just trying to make a lot of changes to my content in general. We have a lot of ideas. A lot of things I think we're going to set in motion. And yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Yeah, I guess we could move on to Smash stuff. There was the crazy France Orchestra tournament. We didn't watch too much of that.
I didn't.
Symphony?
Busy.
Yeah.
Busy
weekend. Is he still mixing? Is this a mix? A mix thing? All right.
Was I wrong?
No, we didn't ask Has how
he's. No one cares.
Oh, yeah, we don't gaff.
Yeah.
That's sorry, true. We gaff.
All right, back to the French tournament. You're right.
That was a mix.
No, it wasn't. Not,
I'm sorry. Accidental.
It's like you tripped over your own.
Last.
True.
Or first. I'm sorry.
All good.
Chat's going to ask you how you're doing.
We're not.
That's okay. Crazy.
I'm shuffling again.
That's crazy.
I'm shuffling again. How am I doing?
I'm doing great. My Switch order's coming on time. Should be here
like
pretty 30
soon. Minutes, right?
Yeah, anytime now. I'm blurry though on the camera. There we go. That's my bad. I leaned back too far. I'm good. I actually did want to share something, but now I don't remember what it is because I was so distracted that I didn't get asked how I was doing.
I'm so
upset. No, I'm good. Oh, I wanted to ask you, Gavin. So we did MomoCon last weekend, which is a tournament you usually go to. And something I was thinking about was that was like one of the first times that Charles and I went to a tournament and you didn't. And then I was thinking last weekend with the French tournament and a couple of the other smaller tournaments going on across, like Cost went on over the weekend, DreamCon, all that good stuff. It was like, it's been a while since zero of us have gone to a tournament, you know, especially you, you're usually going to them. So how is it going? Like, retirement arc, not going to tournaments, watching, like growing the content. How, I mean, I know obviously because we talk, but I think it's good to just kind of get your thoughts about it.
I think it comes in waves. I think the tournaments going on didn't really affect me because I am used to not going to everything. Like I have skipped relatively big tournaments. Like I'm not like always at everything. So it hasn't really hit me. But I think I've said this before, but like I'll be doing something in my daily life and my brain starts to wander. And then I catch myself like, what's the point? Yep. Like, why are you thinking about this? Like just an interaction or like how I would beat something or someone. And yeah. But I also like I stream and I get a lot of people saying like asking questions and I'll answer it as if I'm like still competing and it's weird. It's really weird. I don't exactly know how to answer this. But yeah, like I said, it just comes in waves. I was even talking to B earlier, like, what am I supposed to do?
Like,
yeah. Right?
Like we're at the grocery store and I'm just like, damn, I really like don't have a job. Damn.
I mean, you kind of
well,
do.
You have income. That's good.
Yeah, you're starting a business, technically.
Yeah. So
you're newer, actually. You're the opposite of unemployed.
I'm figuring it out, I guess.
Yeah.
You are figuring it out, actually.
And I haven't even mentioned that. The other day, like, it's like public that I'm not working with Luminosity, too. So. That's also a big change.
Yeah,
I don't even know. Like, we're in this weird limbo right now, I think, where I'm not competing. I'm not sponsored. The Switch 2 is, like, coming out. There's, like, so many changes and different things going on. Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. Sometimes it feels really negative, but I'm trying to make sure I'm, like, just framing it positively and like trying new things, putting effort into other things. Yeah.
A lot of fun stuff coming though on the horizon, like you said.
Yeah, I think it'll feel better like very quickly. Yeah. Like
And who knows when the new Smash will come out, because things will really...
It could be 1 year, it could be 10 years, or it could be... I was going to say never, but that's just not true.
Maybe.
I mean, I guess it's not impossible.
You never know.
But yeah.
Dude, I did that mixed master. You asked me how I was doing, and I just flipped it and made it about you again, so...
Yeah, everything's about me, you know?
Didn't even notice.
It is your show.
Your name is on the podcast, yeah. Stuff. Anyway.
It's so important.
All
right, now who's the most carried?
I would love to talk about that shoe stats chart about who's the most carried. I do think we should talk about...
Oh, you're more carried than me.
Me?
Yeah.
And so which of my characters you're talking about, bro?
Ken.
No.
We're right next to each other. We're buddy buddy.
No. A little further down. All right. Let's just do that then real quick. All right. So I found this earlier today. I thought it was great from Shoe Stats, who makes a lot of fun different tier lists, polls various players from all different skill levels all over the place. And he's a big stats guy, and he compiles the data and makes neat little tier lists based on a small sample size or a sample size of data. So this one I dropped today, and I thought it was super fun. Sorry, I'm just trying to pull it up my
screen. Wait, why are Incineroar players so carried?
Bro.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
Carried by what?
Okay, so let's just go top to bottom.
What's the criteria, man?
We have audio-only listeners, who I feel like we've been neglecting. I'll run through this real quick. So it goes from top to bottom. The higher you are on the tier list, the more carried you are. Starting from the top, perfect score of 100. You might sit there like, I know who this is. Nope, you don't. It's Mr. Game & Watch. And then it's Steve second, right behind him. The only two S-plus tier characters. And the funny thing about that, the way I found this tweet is that Mia quote retweeted it with Game & Watch Steve at number one and two. And said, what now? And bro, Mia's hilarious. So it goes S-plus, Game & Watch and Steve. S-minus, in order. Kazuya, Rob, Min Min, Luigi, and Aegis. Okay. A plus the next tier down.
We should talk about S plus and S minus.
You want to break them down? Okay, that's right. Give me a break.
That's a solid idea.
Okay,
First off, I think the best part about this is the perfect 100. That is so funny.
Amazing.
That is just, I don't know what that means, but it is so funny to get a perfect score on being carried.
I think every one of his has like a perfect 100 and a perfect and a zero.
Yeah. Okay. And then it averages out in between.
It's just so good.
It definitely makes it look worse.
It fits Game & Watch very well.
The thing I'll say about Game & Watch is we similarly on this podcast, like maybe 100 episodes ago or some shit, talked about if you had to take someone who's like constantly going 0-2 at a tournament, playing X character, and you instantly want to improve their results, who would you give them? And my answer was Game & Watch. And you guys were like, wait, shit, that's a great answer. Because the game plan is effective, is what I'll say. That was, dude, Chuck, fuck, I wish he was on here. But yeah, and Rob is a great choice too, but you do need to learn item play and learn the zero to deaths. Game & Watch kind of just, I know, but for an O2er, think about it. For an O2er, that's not going to be super easy.
Don't even think you need to learn the.
Yeah, he's saying you don't need it.
I thought you were saying the execution isn't hard.
I haven't seen a Rob, like how often do you see Zomba like zero to death in people?
I don't know about that though, because I'd much rather fight an inexperienced Rob than an inexperienced Game & Watch, like by a lot.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying that one's like that Rob is like a more carried character than Game & Watch. I just think that Rob is definitely like super. I just don't think you need to learn the item stuff.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fair. He's still successful. Effective. Yeah.
Yeah.
What Chuck said to me is like, at MMO, he was like, bro, if you play Game & Watch, you'd be like top 50. Like, because all I do is upbeat and shit. I upbeat so much with Ken and Richter all the time. He's like, bro, if you play Game & Watch, he's like, he sat there, he really thought about it. He was dead fucking serious. Because if you play Game & Watch, you'd be like top 30 at least.
Were y'all playing?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was just thinking about it.
He'd say something much.
Oh, yeah, it would not be.
Much more mean if it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he'd be flaming me. But there he was genuinely like, dude, you should think about it. So Game & Watch, number one, makes total sense. Steve, number two, also makes perfect sense. I think that's basically correct, in my
opinion. You don't have much to say. Like,
yeah.
You can alternate them, in my opinion, but whatever.
And then going to S-minus, I don't think you can alternate.
Think you can.
Really?
I think Steve is... Well, okay, so like, what's the criteria of carried? Like, are we saying which one's more difficult? Because...
Let me see.
He's Game & Watch is... Data.
Wait, yeah, isn't difficult. That... Can it be the same tier list difficulty?
I think being carried, it's a combo of both, where ease of execution and gameplay is one piece, but then how good and how far they can carry you is another. Like, quality of the character, if you will, plus ease of execution. I think even, like, a day one Steve is hitting pretty fucking hard. You know what I mean? Not...
At the end of the day, carried is like basically someone accusing you of saying you didn't deserve the win. Right?
Right.
That, I think, applies to Steve more than Game & Watch. You don't think so?
I guess it can. But like when someone calls you carried, they're telling you you don't deserve your success, right?
Yes.
So the character is doing, the work. You as the player are just existing.
Like, yeah, you don't deserve your win or something.
Not Fundy, opposite of Fundy.
Or maybe you can argue they still deserve it. Maybe someone will call you carried and still say they're not being mean. I don't know.
Oh, it's definitely a negative thing to say about somebody.
For sure. Yes.
There's no question.
Going to S-, we got Kazuya, Rob, Min Min, Luigi, Aegis. And these are some of the poster children for people being angry with you at Smash Bros.
Yes.
So, Yeah, and... You know, if we talk about the French tournament a little bit more, the Symphonic Gaming, Kazuya has come back up, man. Like, you've been gone for 2 weeks, and Kazuya's just, like, he started running.
Lost one Diddy Kong, and it's just, hey, hold on.
They came back. Like cockroaches, bro. You can only stop Mel one at a time. I don't mind. You guys know I love Kazuya. Like, that's
I like fun. Watching him.
Yeah. Totally. But seeing someone like Spargo complain about it definitely – it has me feeling some sort of way for sure. Like that definitely.
That matchup's hard.
Yes. Yes.
Bro, he plays like 80 characters.
I think the thing. I think the standout one here is actually Aegis, because a lot of more experienced community members are starting to twist it that like Aegis is like hard and. They're so trying. I think there's some conflicting views here between like. The general community and like the occasional person that thinks Aegis is like super difficult. I personally think Aegis is really easy, but I don't know like where I'd place them on a carried tier list. Like if I ever make something like that, put me out of my misery. But like it is interesting because I do see like some community members starting to be along like in the camp of like Aegis is harder than it looks. So it is a little surprising to see Aegis like at the top like this, but I don't know. The rest of this crowd is like expected.
Yes.
They belong together for
like,
sure.
Yeah, this is like, I could envision it in my head and I would see like these characters. So
low key, bro, the number one in A+ is a character I think carries so fucking hard. I really do. A+ starts left to right. Samus, Terry, Yoshi, Sonic, Hero, which I have to imagine that's gone up a lot recently.
That's bizarre to me.
Yeah, because Cloud is next, and Cloud is below Hero, which also has to be a recent development.
Hold on.
That's also similar to Aegis. Let me finish the list. Two very different groups of people for Cloud and Aegis, yeah.
Falco, Mii Brawler, Snake, and Incineroar.
The most standout so far, like
is Incineroar. What the fuck is bro doing up there? Especially, dude. And the next one at the top of A- is insane too. We'll get into that in a second.
I think what is confusing me about this list is like, Cloud is carrying who? Like, think about this, right? Like, there's Spargo, and then who?
I think just like a general sense like, he's easy to play as, and good.
But is he if like there's one?
I wouldn't say if someone beat me with Cloud, I wouldn't think they were carried. You know what I mean? Like that's not how I would feel after the fact.
I would be like,
he's pretty honest.
I would say that Snake carries.
You don't
like
think so, Gat? Oh,
I would say Snake carries like 20 times harder than Cloud.
Yes. I'm not here to say I don't even think it's carried, close. But I'm not going to call Cloud out honest a single.
Do time. You think he belongs in that tier? A+.
I no don't way. Know. I would put characters above him, probably.
Yes, definitely.
I think like, Samus is really silly.
Samus needs to be like S.
Very silly character.
You, like, belongs you learn between... like two things and you suddenly.
Yeah, that shit.
Dude, just doing down B at the ledge and charge shot. For me, it's just... out of shield.
It's just whether I like can understand the hate for the character or not when I'm looking through this. I've never understood why Yoshi is that hated.
I get it,
but I don't like fully get it. No. Like I can see him being annoying, but the fact that like I go into a room at a Smash tournament and like I like they all hate Yoshi. It's like what happened?
Weird.
Like it's they too all much. Hate Yoshi. It's like Yoshi DDD. Like
okay, that one makes sense. Hold on.
Everyone hates DDD like a lot.
He's a piece of shit. DDD? It's one of those characters that you should never lose to. Right? Like that's the idea. And then you start losing, you're like, this fucking sucks. Like this is terrible. Like that's exactly what it is. I'm telling you right now.
But like Samus, like I think everyone can get it like for sure, right?
Yep.
Like that shit I think is should really be
higher.
Whack.
I think Samus should be higher. I really do.
At least one more spot, right? Like
belongs in that S minus tier for sure. And it's very close between ages, like I don't know what the cutoff point was exactly.
The gap is huge, like 7 points or whatever. Like, I mean,
that's... but Kazi and Terry carrying this hard apparently, and then like, it's so like the drop to Ryu and Ken is multiple tiers.
Dude, and Ryu's below Ryu. Ken, Ryu's below Ken, which is very interesting to me. Like, I think people are holding on to old feelings about Ken.
Yeah,
because Ryu, in my opinion, robs almost as hard as Ken, if not harder. Like,
I've never heard someone call like the top hero players carried. I've never heard that before. If anything, like people really enjoy watching. It's not the right word.
Yeah.
Like the character is silly, but like I don't think anyone's ever associated like the top hero players with like being less than someone else. Like,
yeah.
Usually they're fan favorites. Like I'm surprised. Like I think they're really good.
Yeah, and it took a long time for him to get good too. It's not like you can pick him up like. There's intricacies to the character as well. I don't know.
It's not Samus, like or anything. Like
no.
That.
Yeah.
To be fair, he is.
It's just its own
Falco,
thing.
Like,
Falco makes sense. So Falco's a great case for what carried mean because he's like one or two buttons and that's all you match.
I get it for Falco, crazy. But I think if you're really like, I think if you're good at the game, I'm trying not to insult anyone. I don't think you should hate Falco if you're like super good.
What if he destroys both your characters? Very hard.
Your characters suck bad.
So am I carried?
No, you're not.
Well, I mean, according to this list, not really. You're in the middle of the pack.
Also, how is Belmont that high?
If this was a few years ago. Wouldn't Belmont be a lot higher?
They would be like S minus for sure. They like replace Min Min with them, basically.
Like
a few years ago, dude, it was like
Bowser
7 years ago.
Belmont's up there, bro.
I hate Belmont.
Did you used to hate them when they first came out?
I mean, I've always theoretically hated them, yeah.
My impact. Okay.
I hate them.
All right, so Incineroar.
Yeah, I don't.
Can someone explain?
I know.
It's not like he's good.
They got revenge, man.
I guess pairing it with Falco is making sense because, like, I guess they're just, like, getting fucked up by...
They just die?
I guess they're dying? Also, yeah, like
if you do cheese stocks, yeah,
I'm down for Snake to like just shoot up the list.
Agreed.
Totally.
Just go.
Agreed. Like they just fly high in the sky. They never learn disadvantage a day in their life. They're just pressing B
over and over. Like stock just for getting hits. Like
I'm like, come on. Like you don't know when to air dodge. Use your double jump. You just press like.
Do we really think Terry players are more carry than Sonic players?
No.
I've never like
no
just, it's such like, a weird thought
no
I know that's why
well okay actually
I think they actually, might be.
Actually now I'm back because
I think they
I have played Terry and the way I play him is I just spin my control stick and press A bro I can
you,
do I be doing combos
you
like,
be winning
like,
bro
I, like how, bro I'm serious I like do like actual combos just by spinning my control stick and press A. Jab, jab, Buster Wolf. I'm like, what the heck? I didn't know how to. I don't even know the
how you
inputs.
Do that move.
You're a modern controls. That's how you were doing it.
Meat Brawler is also just like
he can go up. Okay, bad. But like, how is Meat Brawler there and then Fox is down there? Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, all good.
I think Fox players are.
Meat Brawler is nothing compared to Fox.
In spirit of Chuck, who would obviously defend Fox, what I would say is that Fox players, the way they get carried is if the opponent plays the matchup incorrectly. Like, if they don't do the right things in the matchup and let him get away with shit, he gets carried for sure. Like,
is
matchup
there a
inexperience.
Right thing to do?
I don't. What?
How do you play against Fox?
I don't know. That was for Chuck. He'd have to tell you. They don't edge guard him. Everyone can edge guard Fox. It's free. There you go. That was my Chuck for the day.
Pick
every character. Watch. Every character. It doesn't pick matter.
Game & Watch or Luigi or Ness or Brawler, I guess.
Like, Buzz Lightyear.
This but list, man.
It's there's some weird ones, but it's also very expected in a lot of the ways too.
Yeah,
but
like
why is Bowser an A-, bro? Bowser above Ness.
Thing about Sonic is like everyone's always complaining about Sonic, but it's never with like this wording. It's always just like I just hate this. Like,
oh, he's not carried, you say he's just a hated character. There is a big difference.
It's like, oh, I just hate the fact that this is going to time. Like, this character's cringe. But then, like, if you look at Steve Game Watch, like, these characters are associated with this type of thinking, like, the most.
Yeah.
And then, like, a lot of the S-minus, too. Sonic. So, like, some of these characters just, like, are hated in, like, such different ways that, like, when I'm comparing them, it feels weird. Like, when I think of the word carried, like, Yoshi is, like, comes up. DDD comes up more than Sonic in like the general community because they just hate these characters.
I don't even where the fuck is DDD on this thing,
bro? Was random.
Is he on this list?
Right next to Byleth and Pokemon. It was hard for me to find him too.
Oh, there
Kirby,
is.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess we could move on to A minus, which includes Bowser, Young Link, Mi Gunner, Palutena, Ness, Sora, Joker, Roy, Mario, Pikachu, King K. Rool, Donkey Kong, Bayonetta, Pac-Man, Little Mac Fox. All right, there's a lot to talk about here.
Actually. Okay.
That's a big list.
I'm confused. Like, how is Mi Gunner here and then Samus is here? Like, it's the same thing, man. It's like basically
put it right
like,
up there, bro.
Like, just move Mi Gunner up.
They're friends. They're best friends.
They're definitely just pressing down, be at the ledge.
Samus is that much better though, isn't she as a character? She's a much higher quality character than Mi Gunner, no? You don't think
I would
so?
I would say better character, yeah, but
they're best not by that much. Okay, fair enough. I think so, but whatever. I get it. I hate Samus. Bowser being, I was going to say close to Incineroar is insane, but Bowser being close to Snake is insane.
You know, looking at it, now I'm starting to see some things like,
uh-oh.
A lot of people hate heavy characters.
Yeah.
And that's something that I know from helping a lot of like my local community. They're like, how do you beat these heavies? I'm like, you hit them, their disadvantage is trash, and then they're stuck there forever. But like they're not good enough to like, I don't want to say that, but they're not, yeah, anyway, I'm just gonna say they're not good enough at keeping them in disadvantage, like exploiting the options, that the limited options that they have. And so like the heavy players get more chances to play. And when they get more chances to play, they're going to hit you like three times and then you lose your stock. Or if like you can't take their stock, then they're at 150 and Incineroar hits you with Revenge Side B at 30 and you die. And I mean, I get it. So
they're not the only characters that have the possibility of getting extra chances, because the characters that get extra chances, it's not because they're heavy. It's because they literally like,
yeah,
they that quality that the heavy characters are supposed to be have exclusively. Other characters find a way to have that.
Yeah.
Like Steve, Snake, Rob. Like, they might also be heavy, but they're not, like, traditional heavies. Yeah. So then the heavies don't really have, like, a strength. So, Young Link has been hated since day one.
Projectile. I mean, this is, like, you start to see the things. Projectiles, heavies, like.
Palutena, like, I still have trauma from that character. So annoying. Ness, it's like kind of like Yoshi. They're like,
yeah,
they hate those two. Like, people hate those characters.
They mash a bunch of buttons.
Yeah, I get it. Sora. I don't know how the general public feels.
They hate Sora.
They either say he sucks or like, I think they say all of the above. Like, they just.
Yeah,
I do think he's kind of easy. I'm not gonna lie.
For us,
yeah, but you never played him. Like, I
he's kind of easy, bro.
Like,
yeah, I get the disadvantage thing, but who gets
what disadvantage? He's fine.
The slow jump or whatever.
Oh.
Joker.
I'm surprised.
I thought people thought Joker was the hardest character in the game.
I know. I'm surprised he's this high.
Yeah, but he still carries.
You think he carries more than Roy, like, though? Well, yeah, I guess Arsene is
like Arsene, like the stigma of Arsene back here.
Dude, this is kind of like a game of like you're playing detective. Like, can you pin evidence on this character and be like, yeah, you're carried because of this, right? Like, this is it. Like, this is the thing. Yeah, like, with Roy, it's like his ledge trapping or some shit, right?
Yeah, I'll find a reason for anything.
Yeah, back here, I'd say Mario's...
Is Mario carried, though? Like, yeah, he's, like, got broken shit, but man, he kind of, like, I don't know about that.
He's kind of...
That shit's not that hard, though.
He kind of...
No, it's not hard.
That stuff kind of powerful. And that's another thing, right?
It's so powerful. Like,
okay, so you see, like there's Game & Watch Steve who... They have everything, right?
Yeah.
And then when you get to the S minus tier, you start to see the breakdowns of like the different strengths of the characters that they are like things that people hate. So like Kazuya has the zero to deaths. Rob is up there with the Game Watch. They have everything. Min Min is fighting you from across the stage. Luigi, zero to death. And then Aegis is just like really fast, overwhelming hit.
Yoshi-ness.
Category. Like you can just press a bunch of buttons, like that works out, and then you start to see it like over and over again sprinkled throughout.
Yeah,
so I think Mario falls into that zero to death just on a lower scale.
Totally.
You start to see shades of like early Ultimate, like still people still feeling it.
I feel that way. Like Young Link is up there for what, bro? Like, huh?
Pikachu from the beginning too.
They just mash and B, bro.
Pikachu has to have fallen down so much, though. Like, a lot.
A minus is still...
You're in the upper half of the cast.
Pikachu...
But you're also right next to fucking King K. Rool. Huh?
You're so lucky you won that major tournament with K. Rool. You're so carried.
Yeah, this that K. Rool player... You know, we don't have to say anything. DK behind K. Rool's... What?
It's funny.
That's ridiculous. And DK, Bale behind K. Rool is also...
I can understand that DK is easy on, like, a fundamental, like, just basic level of Smash Bros. Like, yeah, it's easy. Bayonetta, where did that come from?
It's been a more recent development, it feels like. I've seen a lot of people complaining about Bayonetta.
Where did that come from? Pac-Man? Like, I don't even know what to say sometimes, like... You're so used to talking about these characters in like a very specific way, like maybe a couple players, like that, like we talk about like a tournament recap, like Little Mac. I hate that character. I'm down to throw him up there.
Spitty.
I just think he's silly. Fox and Little Mac are best friends, apparently.
Fox need to move up.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
Fox need to be next to...
Damn, we need a Chuck here this week. Dang.
Fox need to be next to Terry, low-key.
Chuck would be like, yo, S tier is wrong. It should be Steve's block first, then Game & Watch, then Steve. There you go, Chuck. I got all one right, for
B
you.
B plus, we have Bowser Jr., Ken.
Huh?
Diddy Kong.
Oh, Diddy Kong. We got to talk about him.
Wow.
Shulk.
What's his ass doing?
Olimar, Wario, Corrin, Zelda, Captain Falcon. Wolf, Ryu, Toon Link, Pokemon Trainer, King Dedede, Byleth, Kirby, Lucario, Mii Sword Fighter, Belmont, and Jigglypuff.
This is the middle of the pack, and also where things fall off a lot.
I can try to defend it.
Obviously jump into the first things I'd like to talk about, which is shout out to the GOAT Ashimo, who has tricked everybody because he plays cool into thinking that Ryu's not a character that's dishonest in some way or completely broken. I love him. Again, similar to the Cloud thing, though. He's the only one really doing it, so he deserves that. So maybe there is something to that, that a character is more honest if only one person's really doing it at a top level with them. Because I do think Ashimo, I don't think anybody would call his ass carried. There's no way. Like, there's just no way. He's too good.
I'm not doing it.
No fucking way, dude. It doesn't matter. These are characters that fall in the middle, which to me mean they have some cheesy shit and some shit that's broken, but it's not egregious. It's not like you don't think of them and it's frustrating. I am surprised, with that being considered, I am surprised to see some characters in here, like Shulk, that, I don't know, bro, that character...
There's a lot you gotta learn, I guess.
Yeah, but like, dude, yeah, what, colors, bro? You have a color wheel? Red?
I mean, I don't know how to do that shit. I don't know how to pick the right flavors.
True. Diddy Kong? What's he doing down there? Let's talk about it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he needs to go up, bro.
My real
lot.
What's going on with Corrin, man? Like
that character needs to shoot way up.
Up.
I understand. I do understand recency bias stuff. I understand that Corrin's lower because people aren't really thinking about Corrin as much as they were that one Genesis. That Shattuck got top eight along with Naio. But I think the character fell off a little bit, so they're not really thinking about Corrin. They're like, oh, so she's kind of honest then, you know? Like, it's like out of sight, out of mind, I feel like plays a big part in here for sure.
Like, yeah. Like Wolf O'Donnell is getting away with murder, man. Like, I don't get it. Like, Wolf is below Bowser Jr. Like, are we...
Bowser Jr., what's up with that? What? I mean, like, matchup and experience? Is that a
thing? Bowser low-key broken as fuck.
Traits like... of... Oh, okay, hold on. Shoe Stats did answer this. Traits of carrying character include high reward for low effort risk. That's the first one. Low execution barrier, easy combos, forgiving spacing, etc. High consistency, which can mask a player's mistakes, carry bad habits, or simplify neutral advantage and disadvantage. I'm thinking of Smash 4 Bayonetta a lot right now. Shout out to my goat. Matchup independence, characters that play their game regardless of their opponent. Immediate power boost. That is a really good one that we didn't really talk about. But, well, we kind of did, because like you just do your thing. Like, it doesn't matter. Immediate power boost. Players perform noticeably better just from picking up this character in high placements despite low player base effort. Which I don't know about that one. Go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah, that one needs to go.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah,
I can look at this and that can't be the case, man.
It felt like a little too separate from the game.
Yeah, because we're not going to say like somebody is picking up Incineroar and suddenly they're just topping their locals.
Never happened.
Like they used to play Joker, and then they just dropped Joker. I was like, you know what? Incineroar is the
dropped wave. Honest Joker.
Like, what? Come on.
Yeah. If this was Smash 4, Ryu would be a lot higher. Like,
yep. Bayo and Cloud
Diddy would be, Kong would be a lot higher.
Yes. Yep. Zero Suit would not be anywhere near where she is. Yeah, she might be the highest.
We'll get into that. Yeah.
Sheik would be around where Joker is, I think. We're like, oh yeah, she's broken, but she's really hard. You know what I mean? Like that.
That's just so fake.
I would fight.
Oh, I know.
I would fight for it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's Smash 4, definitely I would fight. That 4-day was gigantic.
And I hate that character.
Yeah, she was tough. So I'm trying to think of anything else in here.
Olimar used to be way up there, bro. But he's chilled out a lot.
Wario's also
good. Wario.
Wario used to be up there.
Yeah. I feel like something that's not on the list that should be mentioned is like special character attributes that help you. I guess that is covered in a loose sense, but like things like Foresight or Bats Within, sorry. Or any of that shit. Waft obviously needs to be considered, and I'm sure it was by all the panelists, but I think it's worth calling out as its own data point. Now, why the fuck is Belmont this high? Can someone answer? Is it?
What do you mean?
That's way too high for them, bro.
It's not high at all.
It's not high. Bro, come on, the Let's Trap.
Lower half of the list.
Like, oh, that's true.
The Let's Trap in is
okay. So your opponent needs to know to not neutral get up. That's carried.
It can hit the ledge hang.
It can.
I know. I'm nice with the true. Up. All right. Here's where Pup is.
Uh-huh.
Where's Pup without forward throw?
Honestly, below okay. Marth.
Yeah, D. Yeah, the most honest character that's ever existed. That forward throw is worth 32 points.
Yes.
Shit, crazy. Lucario's a weird one. Like, I don't
go up.
I hate Lucario. Put his ass up.
Again, that's like the specific character mechanics things. We just don't ever really see one. Kirby? Can someone explain that to me? Up?
Kirby can go above PT
for real. Oh, I don't care. In the same tier as like
PT's really not that hard,
bro. Kirby, like, they think they're so nice when they're just sitting there holding down. Yeah, man, my moves can't hit me.
B minus has Wii Fit, Link.
Speaking of holding down and thinking they're nice, Wii Fit,
Ridley, true. Meta Knight, Banjo Kazooie, Ice Climbers, Greninja, Lucas, Ike, Rom, Isabelle, Sephiroth, Villager, Pichu, Duck Hunt. Yeah, we're into some weird stuff.
Sure. Ice Climbers is such a weird one to rank.
It's weird, yeah.
Because they only have that. They're planet. They're we call them Kazuya, you know. But then Kazuya is number 3 on this list, and they're obviously their shit's harder than Kazuya's.
When I get Ice Climbers on random, I'd be swinging.
Side B still broken. Like there's and a lot you get. Up air's broken.
I check my damage done after the randoms game. I'm like, damn, 550 damage?
Ice Climbers needs to be higher. Ice Climbers needs to be higher. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. No one watches
Link is one of the least carried characters in the game.
Who?
Link.
That's crazy. And it's weird because like you would think like some of this. Don't
we hate Banjo? Aren't we supposed to hate Banjo as a community?
Doesn't mean you're carried for Pikmin.
Yeah, he's not like.
It's like Sonic. You can hate him, but separate carried from the character. Yeah,
it's just weird.
He's an annoying gym, but he's bad.
That's the Sephiroth. Like, let's go, bro.
People recognize that.
Isabelle's way more carried than me.
That's crazy.
It's actually true, though. Like, true as fuck.
Sephiroth should be very low on this list. Absolutely.
No, like, Isabelle's broken as fuck.
Oh. Low key.
That F tilt be killing at 120 on the neutral getup. I'd be peeping that.
120?
Tell me one difference between Isabelle's up tilt and Steve's up tilt.
They're not
Steve
even.
Steve can move.
Yeah.
Isabelle's is larger.
That I would rather be able to move.
I also would rather be able to move.
Disagree.
Sure.
That move is so nasty.
It is.
Her jazz, also, like you said, her jazz.
Chat, please. I'm trolling. I'm super trolling.
Oh yeah, you do have to disclaimer it because people would not know.
Good clarification. Yeah.
I'm trolling. Comments.
But Isabelle's up tilt is really good.
It is very, very good.
C plus. No, it's just like
the pit thing is like just community driven. Like he's
honest.
Closer child of honest.
He's honest.
Right. Oh, you look at C plus.
It's not that I necessarily disagree or anything. I really like Pit. I like playing him, but it's really easy.
Yeah.
So like, does difficulty matter? Like, it's hard to tell at this point because, like, when I think of like easy characters that I like playing. That I'm just like chilling and I'm just like applying my years of Smash Bros. Experience. I think of like Pit, Corrin, Lucina, like I can just play them like Donkey Kong, like, and it's just so fucking easy.
And maybe that's why, like,
yeah,
I think that's the most important thing is that you use like your years of Smash Bros. Yeah. Experience. Aegis,
like, when I play Mithra, I just accidentally perfectly convert every hit. Like, because I don't know.
Because, like, okay, if we were to use this, which is funny because now we're circling back to this, like an O2er, right, who's, like, kind of new to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, if they picked up these characters. Some of these
still apply, I guess.
Some, yeah, because we think Lucina's, like, in Pit's, like, super easy and, you know, they're strong characters, so we're like, yeah, I mean, we could just pick these up and do whatever, but that's because we could do it.
It's weird based on character viability, too. Like,
yeah,
if Ike is all the way down here, are you saying it's difficult? Because I could just pick Ike and close my eyes and, like, just play the game just
right.
normally, and they would be fine.
But also, like, you were top 10 for your entire career. And
like...
Yeah.
Like you're telling me Link isn't carried at all. I thought people played online and like hated Banjo and Link.
True.
Online might be a different ball game too.
I don't know if this includes online.
But like says results. But which I guess people is ambiguous. Hated these
characters.
And Link, there is a lot to him that is broken and easy. Like his neutral air was like the number one thing people complain about forever.
It's like literally the classic thing.
Yeah. Ken is almost dead in the even at 50, by the way. Go.
My cat. Sorry, my cat's walking by.
Good. Thanks for the heads up.
C plus, we got Mega Man, Robin, Plant, Inkling, Lucina, Zero Suit, Peach, Pit, Dr. Mario.
There's a pretty clear divide in this tier.
Pit and Dark Pit, to clarify.
And Peach and Daisy.
And Peach and Daisy.
That's yeah, really separated them. Daisy's like 8 tiers lower. It's like, wait a
minute. Yeah, well, Daisy's way harder to play. So, I don't know. Like, Lucina's the least carried? Like, one of the least carried characters?
That's the thing, is like, where does
quality... I need to go to tournaments with this character.
Where does, like, quality taper off into...
People think I'm the GOAT.
I don't know.
They won't. You're gonna get flamed still.
Bro, if I went to some locals with Lucina? Guys, I'm not carried.
Pass is like really locked in trying to figure this out.
I am. I also wasn't sure if Gavin was talking, so I was letting him. I was giving him run space. It's so, this tier is like a combination of this character fucking sucks, so you can't be carried if you
people
play them.
People just forgetting. Low-key people just forgetting about them.
Yeah, because how is Zero Suit, bro? I'm sorry to my guy, Ty.
Wait, where are we going with this?
That guy, Zero Suit should not be that low. There's just no way. Yeah, no should. Way. She no should. Way, bro. For what?
She should. Or you can put her next to Sephiroth. Agreed.
No.
They are like
they're the same.
Similar. Like they're just you're just struggling for no reason. Like,
yeah.
What about Peach?
Like Robin is there because people forgot Robin existed, bro.
Agreed. And then you gotta like learn stuff or whatever.
I also think Mega Man should be higher, by Peach? The way.
I don't even know how easy or hard these characters are. It's just like y'all just forgot.
Peach is weird because I think if someone picked up Peach and learned how to do float bear, like any of the float aerials, suddenly they're one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, I agree. Not
like actually, but like,
yeah,
the jump in their results would be fantastic because they're just doing safe pressure out of nowhere. And like, people are going to freak out. Where like, you can't do that with Lucina. I mean, you can if you're good at the game, but you can't just learn like.
It just gets weird because it's like,
I don't know, it's tough.
This is a weird tier for sure.
You can tell when they think about difficulty and you can tell when they think about viability.
Yeah.
Like Little Mac is super carried, but then Dr. Mario, who's also one of the worst characters in the game, is like one of the least carried. It's like they just like, it feels like people just pick and choose what matters more because both those characters are trash. But if you have Smash Bros. Experience, you know exactly how to play them.
Yeah, and I think Doc plays is Doc carries harder. I'm not going to hold you.
I think so too.
And Little Mac?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really easy.
He throws like, a pill and runs at you.
Mewtwo. I mean, Mewtwo starts off the C minus tier, and it's like, I guess, but like.
Kind of.
I really like playing Mewtwo. I wouldn't call it easy, but. He's not easy. I don't think Mewtwo's easy.
No, he's not.
I think he was in Smash 4.
Yeah. He's a charge shot, which is always very helpful.
And then Rosa. And Ganon. So Ganondorf player, like, so now we like fighting Ganondorf? I thought we hated that.
It's not about like or dislike. Yeah. It's just, if you lose to a Ganon and you call them carried, you're probably a fucking idiot.
True!
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that about Rosa, though. What the fuck? Hey, hold on a second. There's Rosa's next to Ganon?
She would have been top five in Smash 4.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
and then Sheik and Marth to end it off, D tier.
Sheik is insane, but that's fine. Marth, that's fine. Sure, it's like hard Lucina. I get the logic.
They got away with it.
They got away with murder. They both Sheik's... got away with murder.
Marth? I don't think Marth should be number one least carried, but I don't have a problem with Marth.
Okay, well, good. That's a good question. Who was your number one least carried?
And then Richter.
Come on, man.
Simon and Ryu.
Like, actually, which cat is that?
It's Tiny.
That's Tiny, of course, yeah. Least carried?
The least carried character in the game with a perfect score of 0 is Marth.
No. What's your personal one?
Oh, personal least carried character?
Bro.
I'm really locked in here.
I have a take. I have a couple takes. I have a take or two here.
I gotta lock in too.
Have a couple least, ready, just in case we overlap. Carried.
Least carried.
This is impossible. Dude,
hold on.
Are you ready, Marcus? I think I'm good.
I want to hear everyone else.
I do too, though.
Fuck.
Sorry, man. Marcus?
I'm struggling, man.
It's Toon Link. Come on, lock in.
No, hold on.
We're Toon Link fans.
Hold on. Suddenly I'm back.
I don't think that's a bad one.
Suddenly I'm back.
It's not that bad.
Suddenly I'm back. Suddenly I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Suddenly I'm back. Hey, it's Toon Link. Let's lock in.
All right. I have some in mind.
I'm going to be honest.
Let's just go around and throw one out. It doesn't have to be your end-all choice.
But then when I think about it harder, they have something that's like D-Gen.
I know. I ran into that a couple times, too.
Yeah, because I was actually about to say Sephiroth off-rip.
Me too. Yeah, he was
out
there
for me. It's not a bad one, but like he definitely can't be because Wing is so stupid.
Wing is insane,
yeah, right.
Like, it can't be Sephiroth. As much as I would like it to be, it's just not possible. Like, I thought Meta Knight, and then I just thought of a Meta Knight
player. I also thought Meta Knight, and then I was like, no.
I thought of like a Meta Knight player like spamming dash attack versus someone that's not that good, and I was like, okay, it can't be you.
The robbery is too good with Meta Knight. Like, there's just no way. Some fuck ladders me at zero, and I'm winning the entire game. He ladders me at zero. I'm not sitting there thinking he's not carried. You know what I mean?
Okay, again, like, this is
I was thinking Greninja too, but I eliminated Greninja for the same reason I eliminated Meta Knight.
Yep. That dash attack is...
And I think Greninja's better than... suggestion?
I think Greninja's
better. It's Villager.
No.
I think it's the best suggestion yet.
I like Ike. I think Ike is totally... You're not fucking carried.
Everything is free.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
Press Nair to something. Confirms
are free.
He's simple, so what? That doesn't mean he's broken.
I'm carried by Ike when I boot up on Elite Smash. I'm carried.
That's insane. I can't believe you just said that. That's insane.
What?
You're carried by Ike. Dude, low-key, I was thinking too, Ganon. Just that, like, if anyone in their life came up to me and said, this dude beat
Ganon.
He has some
stupid-ass moves.
That's okay. But what I'm saying, like, but listen, the litmus test I'm saying is if I was at a tournament and someone looked really dejected, I'm like, what happened? They said, I got beat by this fuck who's carried by their character. And I said, who? And they said, Ganon? Come on, man. Like, there's just no way. There's no way.
Was it online?
No.
Like, I'm also thinking about, like it's hard because for me, if you told me, like, yeah, I lost to this Zerosu who's carried, I would just be like,
yeah,
there's just no shot.
You're trolling.
There's no world.
Zerosuit's a good one.
Okay, here's a weird one I have.
I was gonna say Mega Man, but like something's making me not want to say it. It's not a terrible suggestion.
Mega Man's not a bad one.
Not bad. Bayo? Bayo's weird too.
Some of them moves who jump ABK alone.
Yeah, ABK off ledge.
Here's a weird one. What about Duck Hunt? I don't think there's anything carry about that character.
Everything is frame one.
Get out of here, Diddy Kong.
Think if you don't know how to deal with a can, that character turns like five tiers higher. Like, if you don't understand the projectiles, then...
That character is super easy, bro.
Yeah, so...
I'm just saying,
have a good Duck Hunt in Smash 4.
Yeah, right? If you think they're carried because you don't understand the projectiles, that would make sense to me. Like, they're like, bro, they just keep throwing the frisbee at me and I can't punish it. And I'm like, but you can.
Low key, they're good.
Yeah, if they're good, which means it doesn't apply to carrying them.
Yeah.
It's frame one, though, so it's easy to be good.
I got you. Saw that one, Marcus. Mixed game on point today.
They locked in.
I mean, honestly. That was good.
I think Lucina is
fine.
I would rather say every suggestion than the Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt it is.
Not Duck.
I can't imagine a world where someone says that to me and I take them seriously. I just can't.
Honestly, though, I also can't hear that with Marth. Like, I'm just, like, imagining somebody saying that.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just...
But if they said it to me...
It's just pure internet buzz phrase.
But if they say something like, I got cheesed at 30 by a different Smash...
I would give that to them.
Then that's like, kind of carried, like, a little bit. Yeah,
that's why I think it's weird that Lucina's above Marth, because I actually think Marth
she's
can
more,
carry.
She's more honest, quote-unquote.
But she's, like, a better character, so she carries more, but...
The argument would be that it's hard to get a tipper under pressure like that or whatever. But it's not. If you just fucking throw them out and get lucky, sure. Yeah. It happened.
Luck is a huge factor. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sheik just can't be down there. I think that's my big takeaway. It's like Sheik is just...
The Incineroar one kills me, bro.
Incineroar's crazy. Hero, in my opinion, is crazy too.
It is weird.
Yeah. Because it's like, when I look at this list, I'm like... Oh, they're basing it off of, like, the top-level sets that they watch. But then I'm like,
you're never sure because like it gets so weird so frequently on this list. Like
I see Sheik and I'm like, oh, it's like hard for them to do the things. But they can do the like, I don't know. I don't know.
To be honest, this is like one of my favorite things that I love about Smash is that there are just so many different opinions and takes on literally, like even between just the three of us, like there were just so many minor disagreements or major disagreements.
It's definitely something we stray away from on the show because like we're more just like, we don't just talk about like, oh, we hate this player, this character, unless it's like
Duck Hunt. Hopefully
we don't hate
it. Unless it's literally like Joker, Steve, like when they're just like peak of their like tier list, like, but usually it's not like the topic of the show ever. So like if you're gonna do it for us, then we can look at the list though.
I love this content. Shout out to Shoe Stats, by the way.
Yeah,
like, the good stuff.
There have been some good ones.
There was another thing that popped up, speaking of stats, so it's Triple Crown in Smash in Ultimate. It's like a kind of a newer thing people are talking about that. Because Margo did first a few weeks ago, then Mia got it at the French tournament last weekend.
What does Triple Crown mean in traditional sports?
Three of something. So Triple Crown in horse racing is like you win the three biggest horse races. Generic? Yeah, it depends. Triple Crown is
typically usually right? Like, I also think it's usually for reserved for like super large events. Like, I don't know if you can
triple
crown. Loki's starting to think Smash is doing it completely wrong.
Can you triple crown tennis?
No.
Even though there's four slams?
Oh. It's Grand Slam.
Yeah, it's Grand Slam, right?
I thought so. Not Triple Crown. Yeah. Triple Crown, Gavin, is the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes. It's, you have to win all three of them with that, and then that horse wins the Triple Crown and jockey.
Okay.
So it's a real thing.
So and I would still argue that Smash is kind of spamming that phrase then.
It has like become a new thing. I think it's neat, and I think
I like it.
It's neat. It's fun, yeah.
I do, and why it's here now is because it finally happened. Because Spargo did it and Mia did it. And the reason it can happen is because that's how Smash Ultimate be. Because Europe, EU has huge tournaments.
Yeah.
Japan obviously has huge tournaments. And we, NA, always holding it down with huge tournaments. So it's a really cool thing for Mia and for Spargo to both do it. Obviously, it's just like kind of a different coat of paint of winning tournaments.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really nice way to market it or a nice way to talk about it because it does have that global presence to it, which I really like. So, shout out to Mia for winning that tournament. Did you watch it, Kev?
I watched a little bit, but I was not home. I popped in and out of like the top three or four, but it was interesting. I appreciate it very much. Like,
yeah,
Symphony singing Jump Up Superstar was like, what the hell is happening? Like, it's really cool.
I need more details, bro. How do they do that? Like, obviously, it was happening.
The time zone difference, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting. I just appreciate anyone doing something new and bold.
That's what I tweeted. I was like, bro, was it perfect?
We just need that. We just need
that. Was it perfect? No. Like, there were definitely times where I'm like, this song doesn't really fit, which to me is, at first it was like a slower Kirby song. And I was like, I get it. Like, there are only so many songs that an orchestra can have ready to play. And throughout, they did the whole top eight, which is crazy. That's so many songs, right? I mean, you get five games per set. Like, that's a lot of music they need to play. That's a lot of time, which again, how the hell did this work out and how this even happened in the first place is a small miracle, which is great. But then there were times where it's like they played slower songs and I felt like it didn't fit what was going on. There were times they played Megalovania during game fives, which was super great. Like, but I was like, the thing with Ultimate is that you could pick any song for any stage at any time, basically, or like Small Battlefield, right? You could do that on, or like the Smash stage, you could do that on. And I'm like, I thought we got out of the Brawl days of picking slower, you know, like the Roost doesn't need to play on every tournament set or whatever, all the Animal Crossing songs. But then I thought about it more. I was like, that's kind of a part of the charm of Smash, though. It's like sometimes you are just beating ass to an Animal Crossing song or whatever, like a slower paced song. So I thought it was, like you said, Gab, I really think it's amazing. I think EU continues to prove that they're some of the best in the business at putting on tournaments.
Absolutely, bro.
Great show. The stream layout needed help. I needed more of the game. I love seeing the orchestra. I thought that was cool. It was a unique and new take on an overlay for a stream. There's nothing to reference when it comes to how the fuck do I fit this orchestra into the stream as well. I think it was an exceptional first attempt. And I think overall the concept is incredible. Like we've all been playing and watching Smash for 20 years, never seen something like this. We can confidently say that, right? During the Smashies, there's live music, but it's a little, you know, a little 10-minute clip of a song. But this was like, dude, how fucking cool is this? Like, it's just cool. I know it's not perfect. I know there's a lot of feedback about it. I don't give a fuck, to be honest with you. I really don't. I think this shit is so real and so raw. My question for you, Gavin, would be, how would you feel playing on stage with this going on? You, like, what would you think as a put your competitor cap back on? How's that feeling?
Depends if I'm winning or losing.
Good. Okay, so it's not, so the orchestra itself is whatever.
It's like, overall, it would just be really difficult.
Do they provide headphones?
If I'm
Leo, like, headphones on,
if I'm in the right headspace and thinking like this is something new and like, you know what I mean? Like this is completely separate from like Genesis, then yeah, I'm down. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to like complain or like say they're doing something wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not here to do that. Like, it's just cool.
Super dope.
Who knows though? I never know with myself whenever I would play in tournaments is like, would I play well or not? Like, I have no idea. Sometimes at like different formats, I do really well. Sometimes I wouldn't. Who knows?
Felt. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I loved it. And a good tournament overall. I had fun watching it. But I think we spent a lot of time talking about character stuff. I really did want to shout that tournament out for doing something different and very unique. And it deserves a lot of credit for trying something. And like you said, Gav, keeping things fresh in this meta is so important. And now, okay, great. So they did this first orchestra live at the end of Ultimate. Hey, the new Smash game comes out. They get another one of these under their belt. They get it perfected.
Yeah.
Watch out, bro. It's going to – imagine the first one for the next Smash game. And they got
it writes itself at that point.
It's crazy. It's really good, man. And just being able to do the production like that. So I can't give the team enough credit over there. So and I would love to know more about how they did it. How did this come to be? Clearly, you know, that's what the event itself was for, and then there was a Smash tournament attached, but
yeah.
EU just, dude, they be doing shit. I mean, you and I, we went there for Terra, bro. You know how it is, like how passionate that scene
is. It's different, yeah.
It is different, yeah.
It's just different.
It's awesome. Shout out to EU and all the homies over there, man. I love that.
Yeah, sorry. We never know exactly how the show is going to go until we start yapping. some people don't like when we don't mention certain results and things, and I'm just here to say for the 1 millionth time, we're not a news channel. We kind of do what we want. We love Smash. We kind of just go with the flow and we record it. I'm sorry if you want us to talk about Spargo's Piranha Plant even more. Yeah.
More opportunities for that, I'm sure. Yeah.
We're here every week. So, and once again, thank you for supporting the show as always. That was a good episode, but we do Patreon bonus content. I think the one we did today was very spontaneous and fun, talking about the state of play and watching a little bit of it with Haz, especially for the first time. I stream a lot over at twitch.tv/tweakssb. I'm back to doing a bunch of Metafy lessons. I'm just Tweak over there. And yeah, have a good one. Thank you so much.